Have you ever felt like giving up?
This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Have you ever felt like giving up? I think all of us have from time to time. We feel like giving up on all of the projects that we're working on because it is just something that's so fantastic. So fantastic because it's beyond our awareness, beyond something that we believe we can do. And because it's beyond what we believe we can do, we don't give it our very best. And when we don't give things our very best, then they don't turn out quite like they should. And because they don't turn out quite like they should, we believe that it's our fault. We believe that it is something that we have done that has caused this to be so unkind and undesirable for us. And perhaps that's the way it really is. But the more we think about it, the more we recognize that we are the creative cause of our universe. We are the beautiful expression of all that is divine and magnificent. When we realize that, then we stop playing that silly game of saying we're going to give up. We're not going to give our best. We're not going to pursue the ideal that has always been in our mind. Our ideal may have been, or may be, to experience a happy life. Now that's a lovely ideal. And then we go around the world and we see all these experiences going on. Going around the world is a term, of course. We go around our family and our community and our city and wherever we go. And we find these things very, very distressing. And we say, it's really so it's not good. It's ungood. It's not desirable when you look at these things where people are being unhappy, where people are being discourteous to one another, where people are being evil to one another, where people are being hurtful to one another, where people are saying bad things about one another. That's not very nice. And you just sort of like to say, stop the earth, I want to get off. And that sort of an attitude just shows that we have reached a point in our life where we're ready to do some very important, very noble things to benefit us. We've reached a point in our life where we're ready to look at life and take a responsible attitude toward everything that we're doing. Who created this world in its distress, as we might call it? Who created the world with people saying unkind things to one another? Who created the world where people want to take something that doesn't belong to them, such as in war and thievery? Who creates a world in which there's illness? Why? Illness is not a natural thing, it is a created thing. Who creates a world of limitation? Limitation is not the essence of the divine. The divine is givingness beyond measure. Who creates these things? Well, you did. I did. And we're going to give up on our negative creating? That's a good idea. Or we're giving up on our positive expectation of our ideal? That's not such a good idea. When we give up on our ideal, what we are saying is we are not mature, we are not responsible, and we don't care. And, of course, the most hurtful thing is that we say we don't care. Anytime we say we don't care about something, we've given up on it. We have given over responsibility of it to anything else other than us. And you can't do that. We cannot give over responsibility of anything to anybody else. Because we are the creator of our world. We're the creator of our thought. We're the creator of everything that we do, more revealer of our thought than creator of our thought, but we are the ones who make the choice. We are the ones who go into the store on positive thinking or negative thinking, and we make choices. We are the ones who go into our created universe, and we say, I'm going to take all these things that are good in our created universe, and I'm going to give them power. Or I'm going to take these things in my creative universe that are negative, and I'm going to give them power. And you say, oh, that's interesting. That sure is. We give power to whatever it is we want to experience. And so when we give up, what we are saying is we are not going to give power to anything anymore. We're just going to let happen what happens. And we have put a landslide in motion on a certain idea that our ideal cannot be manifest, and then it's not manifest. If we go in the world and we say, look at all the terrible things, we empower them. If we go in the world and we say, look at all the great and wonderful things, we empower them. Let's make our life today and every day a matter of putting in motion that everything is good and very good, that all of the world is harmonious and very harmonious, that our ideals are not just something that we think about, but they're something that we are. Our ideals are who and what we want, who and what we expect, who and what we experience. That's our ideals. Our ideals tell us that these things are something that are so remarkable, that they're so unusually fantastic, that they upset everything and they make everything into a most difficult circumstance. Now, what are we going to do to bring that about in a perfect, beautiful way? What are we going to do to bring that about in a most ideal way? Well, we're going to empower that which we believe. And if we want to believe our ideals, then we empower ideals. And I would suggest, for me at least, that I empower every ideal that I have, knowing that it is done, knowing that it is perfect, knowing that it is right. For if I take any other direction, then that's the direction that it will go. And I take the direction that I live in a world of peace and harmony and goodness. I live in a world of right action. I live in a world of love. I live in a world that I created absolutely good and very good. You see, if you give up, you're just giving up on being responsible for enjoying all that life can give. But when you take responsibility, when you take responsibility for all that life can give, you are the creator of all that life gives, and it is good and very good. So rather than giving up or giving in, let's give ourselves the opportunity to empower whatever we do say we want, rather than what we don't say we want. And we can do that today in a very joyous, meaningful, significant way. So, let's try it. I'm willing to work on it and know that it is so now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.